Have your attention, the media center and up in the press box. We are now joined by the winner of the 70th annual Bojangles Southern 500, and that is driver Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 Sport Clips throwback Toyota. And we have crew chief Chris Gale. If you have a question for these gentlemen, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Let's start up here with Scott, and then we'll go to Jacob.
Eric, first of all, congratulations, Scott Chancey with the Florence Morning News. You're just 23 years old. Do you feel your youth and not being around long enough to realize how scary this track can be, do you think that helped with the way you drove Darlington tonight?
I think more of it's just the tracks I grew up racing are real similar to this place. I relate this place a lot to a place called Winchester up in Indiana and a place called Berlin up in Michigan, and two different tracks in a lot of ways. But Berlin was really tough on tires, and Winchester, I ran a real similar line there actually to what I run here. You know, most of the time I run a real low line around here, which is a little off, I guess, for most. But, you know, it works pretty good for myself, and kind of learned that at Winchester race and late models. And this is the one track where I feel like my short track stuff really transfers over, and as far as saving tires and managing your stuff. And that's what makes it fun. You know, I've always been a fan of Darlington, and I think my age helped with the fact we finished at 2 a.m. more than anything, you know. This is about the time I'm – you know, waking up. I feel good right now. So, no, it's awesome, man. I mean, the Southern 500 is one that real high on my bucket list of races to win in my career, and it sure feels good to get one this early.
Go next to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I got two, Eric. A couple years ago, you had one at Bristol slip away, and tonight you battled Kyle. Do you feel like you took one back from, you know, a couple of those where you were battling with him that got away?
Yeah, I guess I guess we're even up now. You know, I think if I could go back and run that race again, I could probably give him a little bit better fight. But, you know, it's just – it takes a lot to race with Kyle, right? He's really smart. He's really good, and he's in his prime, man. He was really good in his 20s, and now he's matured into his 30s, and he's one of the best guys out there, if not the best guy. And it takes a lot to beat him, especially when you're in the same equipment. So it's never easy to race with Kyle, and he puts up a fight every week. And it was definitely a lot of pressure with him breathing down my neck there for the last, I don't know, 40 laps or so, I guess, and just trying to, you know, look ahead and not really focus on him. But it does feel like, I guess, we got one a little bit back from him, and we're kind of evened up on that now.
Is it a relief? Is the pressure at least somewhat off from everybody asking, you know, when are you going to win, when are you going to win, and watching the other three teammates win now that you finally got one?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. We want to win more, right? And, you know, there's races throughout the year I thought we could have won. We probably could have won at Bristol last week or 2 weeks ago. And I made a mistake there, but I guess we made it up for it all right tonight. You know, it's just a tough series, right? You know, we're in the most challenging motorsports there are in the USA, and racing these guys every week is not an easy feat. And Kyle and my teammates are some of the best guys in the sport, not only Kyle, but Denny, Martin. They're tough to beat, and they have the same stuff I have, and, you know, vice versa. I have the same stuff they have, but they have a wealth of experience on me. So I'm, you know, trying to do everything I can and apply everything I've learned in 3 years, and it took every ounce tonight, right? I mean, I was pedaling hard at the end, doing what I could, trying to get a gap and keep them behind me. So it was fun. I felt really calm, honestly, the majority of the race, and especially the last 80 laps. I felt like I was really in control and really knew what I was doing, and you know, there's a couple points down the backstretch. It's like, you know, why can't we win it? And there's no reason we can't. So just close it out and do it.
We'll come up front to Pete, and then we'll go to Zach, and then to Peter.
Eric, how did you balance the idea that that your teammates were winning a lot, and you're this young guy who's still trying to find your way in this series? Was it difficult to remain patient until you got to this point?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's frustrating in a way, right? You know, you come up – my situation, I was really fortunate to race with really good teams and have really good cars all the way from when I was 16 until I was 20 years old and got in the Cup Series and won a lot of races in a short amount of time. And it's not bragging by any means. It's just, you know, yeah, I was really fortunate. I had good stuff. And you get to the Cup Series and you think you're Superman, it's going to be really easy. And, you know, I never necessarily put the work in growing up through the ranks and just kind of did it and took advantage of the good cars. And you know, you get to this level, and it's not like that. It's really challenging, and it's definitely the biggest challenge I've had, you know, probably in my life. I mean, you know, getting to this level and trying to get to the same level that Martin and Denny and Kyle are at is not easy. And it takes a lot of time. You know, you want to expedite that process, but sometimes there's no other lesson than the hard, you know, the hard knocks, and you have them along the way. And, you know, I feel like tonight that last 80 laps was a synopsis of 3 years, right? Everything I'd learned in 3 years was used in that last 80 laps as far as the aero and trying to run lanes and hold them up and watching where they're going and being patient, knowing when to go hard. I mean, just so many things you're thinking about and processing. It's interesting to look back for me. The last 80 laps are kind of blurry. I can't remember a lot of it just because you're focused, you're doing, right? You're doing what you're trained to do. I've been trained since I was 7 years old to drive a race car left. And when you're that locked in, sometimes things just happen. And that's how I felt.
Go to Zach and then to Peter.
Zach Tansbody, kickingthetires.net. It was one of those runs where Kyle really got out ahead of you, maybe 1 or 2, 3 seconds, and it looked like you were having trouble catching him. And then once you and Lawson got ahead of him off pit road, it seemed like he was kind of stuck behind you two guys. I guess only he would know, but do you think that was maybe a clean air thing? Was that more of an issue, or did you really gain on your car enough to where you can stay ahead of him?
Both. You know, our car was a lot better than the run before. And especially on the last run after the – was that a green flag stop? Yeah, so that after the green flag stop, you know, we were just spot on. Honestly, I don't even know what I would have told Chris to make the car better that last run. It was just – we hit it right on the head. And I knew on that restart it was crucial to get the lead. You know, we were aggressive with the 42 trying to clear him and probably weren't quite clear in 1 and 2, but I knew we had to get out front and set sail. It had been a challenge to pass all night. And I knew if I get out front, you know, you can control the race a little bit more. So I think it was a combination. I think our stuff was a little bit better, but also having that clean air for the first time and being out front and being able to control the race more was a big part of it too.
Peter?
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Eric, you've never finished worse than eighth here. Do you feel that Darlington is one of your stronger racetracks? And did you come into this weekend expecting such a strong performance?
Yeah, I'm coming for Denny's throne. That's what I'm trying to do. No, I don't know. Darlington's funny for me. I've never really listed it. When people ask me about favorite tracks, it's never on that list. But I've always felt comfortable here, you know, other than maybe my first start in Xfinity was a little rocky. You know, the cup races has been really smooth, and we've had good cars. I felt like I've really been able to, you know, work the track my way and get our cars handled the way I want them to. And Chris has done a good job with that, too, making them drive a little bit different, you know, way around here and get them good. And, you know, Darlington, I mean, I can't say I love it, but it's definitely a place I enjoy coming because it reminds me so much of the short track stuff. You know, even though it's over a mile long, you use so many finesse tools, and it's a rhythm track. I mean, it's a big rhythm track, and you're just trying to find the grip and move around. And, you know, it just reminds me of growing up. Like, you save your stuff, and you try to be there at the end and make a charge. And if you can get out front, command the race, and really set the pace, that's where you want to be.
Go to Pete, then to Zach.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. Chris, I mean, you guys were headed for the playoffs or in good playoff position even before tonight. I mean, what does it say about, you know, JGR that all four teams are going to be entering the playoffs with victories and some momentum?
Yeah, it for sure speaks to the strength of our organization. You know what? From speaking for the 20 team themselves, right, we want to go in with a win, and that's the big thing. Like, I think that's what feels so good, you know, to me right now, is to not have to points our way in. Obviously, we've sat around and watched the other, you know, three guys winning four races and wanted to be a part of that. And it's been an up and down year where various things have kept us from reaching our potential. But I think if you look over the last 8 to 10 weeks, there's only been a couple of races that we haven't been in contention to get that win every week. And we've been talking about that. You know, that's just what we focus on, doing that every week. And we're gonna get those wins, and more are going to come.
Any additional questions for our race-winning team? We'll go back to Seth and then to Dustin.
Seth Egger, Moore Sports Tribune. Eric, with the paint scheme and this being your 100th start, how much weight does this win have for you?
I don't know. It's kind of odd, right? I've never been big on numbers in some ways, but 100 starts pretty cool. I mean, to be in a Cup Series for that long now, it doesn't feel long, but I guess 100 is a lot, so... I don't know, kind of a weird situation, right? 100 start, and I throw back to myself, which is, I guess some people didn't really appreciate that much, but I thought it was cool, so whatever. And I guess it worked out. So, I mean, it's really cool for me to see that car in victory lane, especially, you know, in a Cup race. I mean, I picked out the scheme for that car when I was 13 years old. We got a late model, and I'm like, this is how I want it to look. We want to you know, I like black and red, and I want it to look like that. And, you know, to see it on that cup car is pretty special. And to have it in victory lane, right, at Darlington and the Southern 500, that's a pretty cool moment. So things work out like that sometimes, I guess, in life, and it's just one of those things that happen to be right.
We'll go to Seth, then to Dustin, and then we'll wrap up with Kyle.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, have a couple. Eric, middle part of the race, you had a pretty good battle with Kyle Larson for the lead at that time. Obviously, you've been in the sport for a while and raced him at times, but I really don't recall you really having quite a duel with him for a lead or something like that. What was it like to race him? And how really have you guys had much where you've kind of had a back and forth like that, even in another position in the past?
You know, not in that situation. Farther back, but never for the lead. So, I mean, Kyle's a great race car driver, right? You can't take that away from him at any point, and he's shown that in multiple series, not only at the cup level, but on down through sprint cars and everything else. You know, I mean, Kyle's a good racer, and he was clean, he was fair. I enjoyed racing with him. We raced hard for sure. I mean, you know, I he cut me a little bit of a break, letting me clear him up in one and two, and I knew, you know, at that point we had to get the lead. I knew if we could get it, we could set our pace, but you know, enjoyed racing with him. We raced hard. We didn't, you know, we didn't really give an inch. I mean, much throughout it, but you know, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It's cool when you get to get out and race hard, right? That's what we love to do, is get to get out there and battle with the best of the best. And there's no better feeling than when you're battling with a guy for the lead who is considered one of the better guys in the series, and especially at a place like Darlington, I feel like is really one of Kyle's better tracks. So it's a good feeling as a driver. You can get up and battle with a guy like that.
Chris, you know, Eric talked about the last 80 laps were kind of a culmination of what he's gotten to this point. But what did you see? What did he do right? How has he grown as the driver? Or what were things that you were seeing? And I'm sure you've probably seen him at other times this season. But what did you see him in the terms of how he put everything together? Maybe even the last 150 laps or something.
Well, I guess I just would say that he was somewhat calm. I would say that if Eric would tell you, if there's anything he's probably guilty of doing early in his career, is probably pushing too hard at certain times. And I think that was one of, you know, tonight was an example of how he said all his experience over the last 3 years. That's what I saw. I saw all of that experience together. I saw him not push too hard and get himself in trouble, work the lap traffic and get through the lap traffic really clean. Those type of things that maybe he would have gotten himself in trouble for sure 2 years ago, but maybe a year ago, depending on the situation. So I think, you know, it's tough to have those two guys breathing down your throat the last 8 laps. There's nobody tougher than those guys, especially here. So, I mean, it's crazy how good of a job he's done being patient, keeping that thing up front and not overdriving and not getting into the wall. I mean, pretty much Kyle ran to the wall trying to catch us, pretty much, you know.
And Eric, I guess, how has that patience come through? Because obviously you're just talking about you were racing Kyle Larson hard and felt like you had to be aggressive, so the balance there. And I guess also the second thing is your first two cup wins are at Daytona and Darlington. There aren't many people that can say that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as the patience goes, I mean, you live and learn, right? And Bristol was a big lesson for me as far as just being patient. It's hard to look back on it because it's like, I had a car that could have won. We had by far, I thought, the fastest car that day, especially on the long run. We really excelled past lap 30. And I was pushing hard to keep the lead. And at Bristol, right, that doesn't really matter. I just wanted to keep ahead and have an easier run to the end. And, you know, Darlington here today mattered a little bit more, but you got to pick and choose your battles. And the one with Larson there was one I felt like was necessary to pick. I felt like if I got behind him, I don't think we win the race. I think we run a multitude of things. Air, tough to pass. This package is really tough to pass with here. I felt like tonight was a really big struggle as far as the package itself and making our way forward. You know, we made some passes on the very long runs in the race that we had and some on pit road, and we're able to position ourselves up front. But I knew if we got behind him, I mean, he was just fast enough. He would have been able to defend. You know, he's a good enough driver. He's going to defend the same way I did him and Kyle, right? He's just going to start running wherever I run. So that's the part where I felt like he had to be aggressive. And then when we got out front and got, you know, that gap, you be patient. You work with that traffic hard. You try to be aggressive there, and you know that's an opportunity to gap those guys and hope they catch them in a bad spot. But I don't think I never even ran the wall until 10 to go. I mean, I brushed it with 4 to go maybe. So I never even pushed it to that extent until it was absolutely, I felt like, necessary to go up there and at least start to feel it out and get an idea of what I was going to have to do to hold Kyle off. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? You know, they both mean a lot to me. I mean, this one, it's hard to – Daytona means a lot, but the Southern 500, man, that's hard to peg anywhere down below that. I mean, this has got to be probably the top win of my career. I mean, the first one's big. There's a lot of wins I've had in my career. I feel like we're really special, but this one is got to be at least tied for number one for me. I mean, the Southern 500 is a race that is the top three in my list for sure. And, you know, to get a win here this early in my career, it really means a lot to me. I'm not a hugely emotional guy, but it definitely does mean a lot to me.
Kyle?
Kyle McFadden from the Motorsports Dig Podcast. Eric, the pre-race pizza. What was on the pizza? Where'd you get it from? And are you now going to be eating more pre-race pizza?
No, probably not. Not eating more, I would say. No, we were sitting in the bus. We went to Mellow Mushroom the other night, so it's a nice little advertisement for them. But we went there the other night for dinner with some friends and took home a bunch of leftover pizza. And I told my buddy Brandon, I was like, man, I'm starving. It was like 8:30. I said, we need to eat something. So I threw some Supreme pizza in the microwave and cranked it down. And, you know, Daniel Hemrick said I was going to be hurting. So I guess I can still tell him I have an iron gut. And I'm going to run on it as long as I can until it runs out. So worked out good. I feel great. I feel great. I don't expect I'm going to bed anytime soon, so.
Well, you can go to bed celebrating a Bojangles Southern 500 win. Congratulations, guys. Good luck next week in Indianapolis, and good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Scott.